This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Ignite your transformation. Discover the keys to unlocking your inner power and manifesting a life of wholeness, abundance, success, and flow with the guidance of 50 plus luminaries, including yours truly, Dr. Vic. Join us for Beyond the Contrast, practical tools to shift into well-being, which the event is 100% free and online between January 29th and February 4th. The link can be found in the show notes. Join me as we dive deep into the concepts of overcoming this contrast and so much more. I look forward to seeing you there. Hey everyone, this is Dr. Vic and you're listening to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you guys here and on. First off, I hope you heard the ad prior to about an amazing event that's absolutely free. I just wanted to mention it again. You're going to hear it a couple more times throughout this podcast that I was one of the speakers of these 50 plus luminaries, amazing individuals like John Ariseth and many others that are speaking at this event. Get registered. It's 100% for free. Check it in the show notes. It's right on top. Got the link. Click, get registered, and enjoy this enlightening experience to really help you understand, to overcome the contrast of life and know how to have the tools to handle it during the dark times also. Enough on that. Let's talk about our guest today. Dr. Shivani was an awesome guest that we had on, and we talked a lot about Ayurvedic medicine, which is 5,000 years old. And it is something that helps us, you know, a tradition that is still existing today, which tells me they're doing something right. And what really we got into the different doshas, and we'll talk about what that is in the podcast. We talked about how it helps us connect back to nature and recenter ourselves and rebalance our energy and so much more, and how it can help us. And then we talked a little bit about the power of turmeric, especially curcumins, and what it can do with inflammation and pain and be a source to help you. I share that I take it myself for brain health and longevity. And it's one of those things that you'll hear her share her company, why she does it, and so much more. And I promise it's an enlightening conversation that we had. And I know you'll get a ton out of this just as much as I had some wonderful reminders that she shared for me. I was kind of picking her brain for myself here a little bit, but to how I can balance my own self. Because I actually studied Ayurvedic medicine back when I was about 20 years old. And it's very fascinating. I revisited it when I was in chiropractic school a little bit. So I do understand the basics of it all, but nowhere near an expert level. And so I know she brings it. I know you'll enjoy it. So without any further ado, here is Dr. Shivani Gupta. Shivani, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to have you on. There's a lot that you're doing that I love. And I know this is going to be a fun one. And I just can't wait to pick your brain on Ayurvedic medicine and all that world. It's just some really cool things. And I love the structure of it. And before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit about how you got into what you're doing today? What's the journey?
Sure. So I grew up in Houston, Texas, typical American kid in an immigrant family. And I'd go to India every year. Once my parents hit a certain level of success, we'd get to go back home to see cousins and grandparents. And I always saw so much death and destruction in my family. Like every year through high school, when I went, my maternal grandpa had a heart attack. My other one, which was really powerful, was he had Parkinson's and he had a leg amputation. And I grew up watching my dad work so hard to like reverse chronic disease with his parents, which he did. But every time they went back to India, like we'd find all this devastation happening. And I remember thinking, what's the point of life if we're going to all work so hard, build great things? My parents were very successful entrepreneurs. So was their family. Only to end like this. Like, why is the last quarter of your life horrible? And so that set me on my path. And I became so passionate about health. I felt like I had to build my own immune system from scratch. I studied health. And then eventually, post-college, I discovered Ayurveda. And I was like, dude, there's this whole system of medicine in India. And we could have lived by this the whole time. We didn't have to do all this stuff that you guys just unfolded in front of me. And then I became an evangelist. So I love to just teach Ayurveda to the world.
I love it. For the listeners, tell us a little bit about Ayurvedic. What is it? What's the philosophy behind it and so forth?
Sure. So Ayurveda is an ancient system of health, healing, and medicine from India that's over 5,000 years old. And it's this beautiful science of life. It's a way of living that brings body, mind, and spirit into alignment. In Ayurveda, we teach you how to detox, how to live in rhythm with nature. We teach circadian rhythm. We teach about self-care rituals that are to be performed every day, not just for self-hygiene, but for daily detoxing. And it's interesting because Ayurveda has its own diet, its own gut health protocols, sleep protocols. There's so much to it. It's like an entire system of medicine that's existed for 5,000 years. And we also lean a lot into our herbs and spices like turmeric and ashwagandha and teas and things that we know will help people get healthy.
I love it. And it's only 5,000 years. I mean, it has to be, it's got to be doing something right if it's been around for that long.
Yeah, it didn't die out. So.
I love it. And so let's, if you don't mind, we'll dive in a little here. So I know like when I got into studying Ayurveda, I loved the doshas. I mean, it was just, it really summed it up for me from a digestive perspective and how I need to eat in a certain way. And then I got into the mind aspect of it and I was like, oh, that explains a few things. All right, cool. I love it. Do you mind sharing a little about doshas and so forth?
Sure. So the concept of dosha means your mind-body constitution, what you individually are since birth. And so I have everyone take a dosha quiz. I have one on my website. And once you take it, you understand, are you vata, pitta, or kapha? So we have three main types. They're made up of the elements, and everyone has a primary and a secondary dosha. And so when you take this quiz and understand from childhood what you are, a vata person tends to be thin and wiry. So physically, they have certain characteristics. They're thin, wiry, thin wrists, small bones, lightweight usually. Their personality is kind of all over the place. So they tend to be like busy bodies. They're like energy buddies. They can just keep going and going and going. They're also people who get easily distracted and tend not to finish their work. Like if they start a project, they're like ADD and they keep going. And then a Vata person has certain health issues that they struggle with, like poor sleep, poor digestion, just because they're always in motion. And they have very much the wind and ether energy. That's the energies of a Vata person. A Pitta person is very fire. So I'm a Pitta. A Pitta person's like fire with some water flow element. But a Pitta person's more medium body, red faced. They're like red hair. They tend to have early graying. A Pitta person's also very fiery in their personality. They're ambitious. They're focused. They're driven. They're like entrepreneurial go-getter. But the negatives of the Pitta is they tend to explode on people. They tend to call like volcanic eruptions and destruction in their lives if they're not managing themselves carefully and seasonally. Pittas can really cause some damage. And then we tend to have our own health issues. We tend to run inflamed, tend to have our own like struggles with our own bodies, but mainly inflammation and things like that. Because again, fire is overburning in the body. And then you have Kapha. A Kapha person is like big boned, stronger, of the earth, curly, thick, luscious hair, rounder features. They're like your person who can lift heavier. Kapha person tends to be one thing at a time. Like their mind is very slow and steady wins the race. They tend to be very loyal and loving and caring, like fiercely caring about their people. And a Kapha's health issues struggle with digestion being slow because they're very earth with water. And so they're like, if they get up off the couch, they got to get everything in life done, because once they sit on the couch, they're not going to get up again. And so each of these doshas requires us to look at our lives and figure out what we eat, when we eat it, build a schedule, build a rhythm, live according to your seasons. And what's cool is once you know your dosha, you can leverage it. So I leverage my dosha to accomplish everything I want. And then I know all the pitfalls of my dosha. So I keep those in check and balance. And then I have a more like balanced life overall. And then knowing the dosha of your spouse, partner, or children can be very enlightening as well.
I love that. And is there a difference, you know, do you go through and look at the dosha of the mind and the body? Because is there a difference between the two? Because like, can you be like a let's say a Vata mind and a Pitta body?
Yes, for sure. You can. And so it's so important. That's why people go to Ayurvedic practitioners. When I first started, I was like, we should, you know, operationalize this. We should automate this. But you can't truly automate the like texture and finesse of Ayurvedic practitioners. Because when I sit down with people, sometimes they are one way mind, one way body. And they were that template at birth. That's their like OG original template. And now they're so vitiated. Like I always tell the story of once I had my kids, I felt like I was Tom Brady and I got dumped in the Sahara Desert with no money and no cell phone. And someone was asking me to walk back to my original self. And it took years to like align to I'm a Pitta and I'm a warrior and I'm meant to win in my work. So that misalignment, when you bring it back to wholeness, is really powerful.
I love that. And I only bring it up because I know I'm a Pitta mind, Pitta body. And it's like, you know, they have fieriness in all levels and whatnot. And it was one of the things where I love practicing fasting in, you know, in the health world and all about the importance of it. But then when I started looking at it, like, I was kind of questioning things a little bit. And I'm like, I don't know. And I started looking at Ayurvedic medicine and seeing what they say about fasting. And correct me if I'm wrong. It was saying like, for someone who's a Pitta, it's not good to put the fire out. You got to keep that fire going. And it's very crucial for overall health.
Yeah. You know, I try every health fad. I'm like a closet biohacker. People call me all the time. They're like, what are you trying? I'm like, well, I tried this, this, and this, and nothing worked. And I just tried trying to fast. I tried yesterday and this week, putting myself into an 8-hour window. It threw me off so bad. I couldn't work yesterday. I got this headache. I was all over the place. And I thought to myself, I was like, what is this misalignment? And I think, you know, one thing is Mindy Pels, this author, I'm reading her book. She talks about fast like a girl and how women have to look at our cycles. I think that's one piece. But what I love about Ayurveda is Ayurveda is always like, please don't go to the extremes. It's your body. Like, be gentle and be kind. We can't be crazy. And then when I go to the biohacking conferences, I'm always like, guys, like you could have just walked in nature for an hour and accomplished a lot of what you're doing here with this tech. Like Ayurveda literally says circadian rhythm, go in nature. And we're being these crazy people buying, you know, and I succumb to it too. I want all the tech too, but you know.
I have like a laundry list of my wife laughs at me. I have an Excel sheet of all the tech that I eventually want to get to that yes. have. And she's just like, you know, I'm like, no, but I know nature is easier to do it. You know, just go out 10 minutes of sunshine every day, put your feet in the ground and ground myself, reset. Beautiful. Here we go. That kind of thing.
Exactly. So I try to make that time in the evenings. I'm always like, let's go to the park, let's move everyone. And I get my feet in the earth that way.
Love that. So what has, you know, because I love how you brought it up, that Ayurvedic, to me, when you were explaining it, sounds like it's something that brings us back in connecting with nature. Correct me if I'm wrong, but is that kind of the principle behind it?
Absolutely. Ayurveda teaches us that nature is the queen of all things. Nature's Mother Earth. Nature heals all. And we are to live in symbiotic existence with nature. And what's interesting is modern day times has pushed us so far out of that. In modern day times, we're like, I don't have to sleep at that time. I don't have to wake up with the sun. I can do whatever I want. My whole life can be chemical and processed and industrialized. And so it's interesting to see the circling back towards ancient, because it had to happen. There's too much death, disease, and destruction now for us not to recognize that the current path isn't a good one.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I think sometimes it's just part of that human nature, because like, if you look at it, when you're bringing about the ancient, looking back, it's like we're doing that in everything now. We're looking at ancient wisdom 3,000 to 5,000 years ago, and we're going, hey, guess what? They had it right all this time. We tried to step away from it and think we knew better. And now we're kind of going, yeah, the science has finally caught up and said, no, they were right from the beginning. And I think that's happening in every element of life, especially when you're bringing up the Ayurvedic stuff. When we look at these simple things to do to help. So if you don't mind, I would love to ask some questions on like, so let's say we have someone who's listening and they take your quiz and they're a Vata. What are some of the things that they can do to help them stay more balanced?
Sure. So a Vata person tends to be anxious. They tend to be all over the place. The holidays probably drives them nuts, like by 10x. Because I have a pretty Vata mind. So I have to like sit myself down and ground myself and remind myself all things are possible with planning. A Vata person can tend to get like, here's what's funny about the Vata person. They eat like birds and they can just survive all day on water, tea, green juice. I ate some nuts, I ate some crackers, and I'm fine. So the main homework to the Vata person is stop doing that. I need 3 square meals out of you. I need healthy fat in those meals. Eat half an avocado, please. And get in nature more purely for the grounding and do more grounding self-care. And once a Vata does that, they get so centered and balanced and they feel so nourished and whole. I love balancing Vatas. They're the easy one out of the three. You're like, just eat your 3 square meals and get centered, guys. And their whole life changes from it.
I know that 100% because my wife's a Vata. So I'm laughing here while you're saying this because it's so true. She can go through a whole day and be like, I didn't eat much. I mean, I picked on some things, but I didn't, you know, whatever. I'm like, honey, go make a fatty meal right now. Get some protein, get this in you, get some of that food in you. So that's why I love that. Let's talk about the crazy pitta, because I know that's so me on so many levels. I'd love to hear more.
Sure. So as a Pitta, I'm having to like change my workouts, which drives me nuts because I'm very like loyal to the way I work out and stuff. Pitta people have a tendency to overcook, overheat, overburn. Your body's going to tell you that you've hit your tipping point because you're going to be angry. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be bitter in your mind, and or you're going to get headaches, or you're going to be so fatigued. And so literally you have to kind of look at yourself like a nuclear reactor. Like, what is the total control I have to keep from exploding? For me as a mom, I can tell when I walk in that like today's going to go so badly. So I just go straight to coconut water, yogurt, any food that has a sweet effect in the body. So that can be rice. Rice is cooling and sweet in the body. Any beverage that soothes you and cools you down, peppermint, even peppermint tea that's not too hot, is your toolkit that you need to have on hand and ready to constantly cool and calm the system. What's interesting is sweet food is going to calm you down and make you less anxious. And I think that's why as society, we've become crazy sugar addicts. And so for a long time, I'd find myself in my pantry eating chocolate after I was fighting with my kids who would not listen to me. And then I was like, oh, pattern. We got to let go of this pattern. So Pittas need to just recognize, hey, I'm about to explode. I'm just hangry. Or I'm about to explode. Ice, water, electrolytes. And that would probably change our whole life.
Contrast is a natural part of life, but it doesn't have to hold you back. At Beyond the Contrast, Practical Tools to Shift into Well-Being, you will learn from experienced speakers, including myself, Dr. Vic, who has...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Successfully overcome their own contrasting experiences. They will share their wisdom and guide you on a journey that will empower you to navigate any contrasting experience and embrace a life you truly love. If you're ready for a transformative experience, join us on Beyond the Contrast, Practical Tools to Shift into Well-Being. The event is online and it's free between January 29th and February 4th. You can go ahead and click in the show notes to register today. It's so true, because like it's funny, as of late, especially someone's asking me, like, yesterday I was having this conversation about nutrition, and the guy's like, what's your favorite grain? Because he knows I don't eat a lot of grains, but I do eat grains. And I was like, you know, rice. He's like, rice out of all the grains. I'm like, yeah, there's just something about rice I really love. I love having it in a meal. It's just, I don't know how to explain it. And look what you just said there. I'm like, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, it's very soothing. And a lot of what Ayurveda is teaching us is get so intuitive, like get intuitive with what you're eating and how it feels inside. So that's my main job, is I teach women, usually they're over 40. And I'm like, guys, if we just understand how to leverage our dosha and leverage every lifestyle tool we have, we could have a completely different experience.
So true. And you brought up something that I think is so critical, because it is the intuition side, right? Yeah. Like everyone always asks, like, what's the best diet? What's this? And I always tell them, like, well, if you want my honest opinion, be in tune with your body and know, like, just know, like, hey, like I just said, I ate rice. I don't know why, but it just, this is what I feel. And this is what comes out. And I'm like, it works for me. That's all I know.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the third dosha you were going to ask me is Kapha. So in Kapha dosha, the best way to balance is they've got to move in the morning. Like they've got to, Kapha's going to sleep in. Kapha's going to beat themselves up for sleeping in. I have a sister who's Kapha, has Kapha. And so she's like, yeah, I could sleep till 9:10. I stay up late. No. Kapha has to regiment, get some discipline in there, move that bedtime up a bit. When they finally do get up, they've got to exercise. They've got to move, because they've got to move the energy of the body. And then once they do, get your day done. Once a Kapha sits down at the end of the day, I was a Kapha for years there, you're not getting up from the couch. So just forgive yourself now. Know that this is your nature. You're not lazy. You are just this nature. And this nature has a lot of other beautiful traits. And so you have to do a little more work for a stronger metabolism, stronger digestion. But the template of Kapha is going to stay Kapha. You're going to stay big boned. Like sometimes I'll show pictures to the trainer at my gym. I'm like, can I look like that? He's like, if you took chainsaws to your hips. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a bit the body. Like I have to honor the shape I've been given. And so that's just an awareness I like to create with Kaphas.
I love that. I love how you brought that up too, because the fitness thing for me is I'm always like, I want to get shredded. I want to be like totally shredded to the bone, all this stuff. And, you know, my wife's like, you know, you're just a big guy. Like that's just you. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, I still want to get to this point. And even when I did, I got like down to 10% body fat, I still wasn't that. And I laughed. Wow. I'm like, I got down all the way to here and I look great, but I'm like, yep, still don't look like that. And I realized that's just my body type. I have to accept it. And it's just what it is. You brought up another point that I would love to ask too, because the kappas have to get up, they got to get moving. I've always was taught like kappas are that they got that slower energy, right? And it's just they have to work more to get it up and going. When it comes to a pitta and a vata, you're talking about workouts have to be a little different. I'm going to assume for a pitta, because I always like to go to the extreme in my work, everything, man, but especially in my workouts. And I'm curious, and I've done research on looking at Ayurveda years ago about this. It shouldn't be as extreme. So is there certain specific workouts for a pitta? And I know I'm asking for myself, but for others and for vata too, that they should focus more on because of their dosha?
Yeah. You know, what's funny is your medicine is the thing you don't like. And so I did yoga teacher training and my own yoga teacher does yin. And I'm always like, Leslie, I cannot go to yin. I hate yin. When you teach yin, I just want to jump and run. She goes, that is your medicine. And I'm like, I hate this answer. So Vata wants to do like vinyasa flow, Bikram, sweat, run, move. He or she needs to sit her booty down and like walk, yoga, ground. Because they naturally have the motion energy. Pittas are going to want to like CrossFit, let's lift, let's go, let's hit. And we can, but I'm finding that each decade you have to like adjust to your body, which is really infuriating to me right now. So I'm like letting go of my HIIT workouts and moving into just lifting because I can't let go of lift. And then walking and yoga. It takes discipline because your Pitta energy is just like, let's burn. And then Kapha needs to do the opposite. They need to push a little more. So they probably need to go to like an Orange Theory or like any group class that'll push them, but don't go full out. Like start slow, go to medium and probably hold at medium. Like don't burn the body at too much of a pace.
I love that. And I think it's true because in my experience, like probably about 6 years ago now, that was one thing I was talking to one of my coaches and we're talking about working out. We're very big into it. And he's like, dude, walking is a workout. And I'm like, I don't know, man. That's a little. And he's like, just add it in as a workout. I say, I'm going to call that active recovery day. I can work with that. Exactly. But now it is. And what I've learned over time, and I love the decade thing, because it's definitely you have different demands you have to change to every decade. And it's one of those things where now what I do that has worked for my energy levels, at least in my, because I could tell I'll get like very mentally fatigued out. And I'm just like, why is my energy low? And then I want sweets. Go funny you say that. But is if I do those like real intense workouts only like 2 to 3 days a week and then I ease the rest, I can see my body shows like, hey, look, this we like this. Not as inflamed. And I'm like, okay, I feel good. I feel thin. This is where I want to feel like. And that's it. And so it's that nice balance of working through it and, you know, over the years, letting my intuition guide me. But you know, now you're helping me like go back and remember, like, got to go pay attention a little bit of the pitta stuff again, just to refresh my memory.
Yeah. Cause like yesterday I fasted into my workout, did a leg day. I love leg day. I live for that day. Went full out, went heavy, got home, had my protein, had such a horrible headache. I was like, you overburnt. Like you should have like hydrated, eaten pre-workout. Like this all got mismanaged for your pitta self. And now you're going to have to fight this headache and you're going to do stupid stuff. Like it's just such an awareness. So then I was like, okay, how are we going to address this better? You want glutes Saturday. What's the game plan? So we can constantly calibrate instead of like quitting things and saying, oh, that doesn't work. How about it needs to work to my dosha, to my season, with my sleep, with my life. And how do I accomplish my goals?
No, it's so true. Cause like, even for me, cause I do legs twice a week and it's my, I used to never do legs. I just sprinted and now I do legs. And one of the things my wife will notice is like, she goes, you're carbing up a lot. Said it's leg day tomorrow. I need to get as much reserves in me now. Cause I know if I don't do this tomorrow, I'll feel that exhaustion feeling and I'll be tired. And then I get that, I don't get headaches, but it's not like I should feel good after my workouts and feel energized. And sometimes when I feel the opposite, I'm like, I missed something along the way.
Exactly.
Now I love this. I'm trying to think. So we talked about for the body, do you mind diving in a little bit about the mind and how people, when they find out their pit of mind, is it very similar stuff? Is it just grounding and that's it for, let's say, a vata? Or is there other things that they can do or utilize to help restore some balance and keep that balance going for themselves with the mind?
You know, mind is very much like we focus so much on body because we're attached to our physical appearance. What's so beautiful about Ayurveda is it's much more about our mind and spirit connection. Physical body, yes, it's a temple. Yes, we should honor it. Yes, we should take care of it. And so, yeah, I mean, Ayurveda speaks so much about how yoga is a sister science, meditation, pranayama, deep breathing. In Ayurveda, we teach that whatever you consume, that is becoming part of you. And so we teach that at night, can you read something spiritual or good? So you're nourishing the mind with good food before you go to sleep. And then you're waking up with your own mind giving you good answers. So really holding discipline in who you surround yourself with, what you consume, and building mindfulness practices. So many of the mindfulness practices right now are what Ayurveda would teach us. Journaling, gratitude journal, and these kinds of things. But truly what I have found, because I'm not a good meditator in the morning, I wish I was. If I just walk in nature, I can tune out the world. I don't podcast or listen to anything on the when I'm walking. I literally just say, I'm going to find five things in nature that are just stunning. And once I do that and I bring my awareness to nature, I'm like, dang, the flowers are stunning and the trees, and I'm so lucky. And I live in Florida. And this is, you know, like, it's like a gratitude walking practice. And motion, I find, helps process so much of our emotions. And if we can process our emotions, life is much better. So we have to figure out our best way to clear. For me, yoga and walking does it beautifully. For others, it might be Pilates. I know some people don't like yoga at all. But I think finding what balances your mind is key. I think walking and yoga is great for a vata. I think it's great for a pitta. Even a kapha, walking is phenomenal. And so just allowing nature to heal you. Find more parks, find more places in nature. Build the rhythm into your life of walking or being in nature 10 minutes in the morning, 20, 30 minutes at night if you can. Nowadays, when I get a phone call and I know they're going to talk a lot, I just start walking. I'm like, all right, I'm not sitting here to listen. If I'm not on a Zoom, I don't have to be seated. And so just building that habit of moving more, because I think we've become so sedentary. And thus we've become so stuck in our thoughts and our emotions.
So true. But you know, one of the things is when the way you're doing your walking, that is meditation.
Yeah.
I love it. When you're just taking that moment to pick out five things and you just be in the present moment with that, that's a beautiful form of meditation. And that's something I had to learn years ago about, like, oh, I don't have to sit and meditate all the time. I can go and walk and just be in the moment of what's around me. And that's a meditation.
Exactly.
I love that. I'm going to shift gears just a little bit. I wanted to make talk a little bit about, I know you have, you're very big in turmeric, and yeah. I'd love to dive quickly in and for a few minutes on this, at least about sure. What, you know, you have, you do, you have a product and so forth. And I want to just know a little bit about, you know, what is like the basic benefits when someone can utilize turmeric in their life?
Sure. So I did my master's in Ayurvedic sciences and my PhD dissertation was on turmeric, because when I heard about all the benefits of it, I was like, we all need to be using this plant in our lives and I'm going to go discover how we can improve it. But turmeric is such a powerful anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. It goes after, recently my study is more into longevity. So it helps with cellular senescence, autophagy, apoptosis, all these big words that basically mean when cells need to die and go off, curcumin helps us do that. And then when it comes to oxidation, which is part of what we're feeling when we're aging, curcumin not only like reduces oxidation that's happening, it goes after the things that are causing the oxidation. So it's a powerful preventer. And then where my area of research was most interesting was the anti-inflammatory aspect. So for me, every time I get hurt, I have to take NSAIDs and stuff for the pain. And I always thought, why am I taking something that gives me the side effect of stomach aches? And so that's what led me to creating my line of supplements, because I was like, if turmeric could be so effective, I wonder if I could convince all of chiropractic, orthopedics, and Western medicine to use this as a natural alternative or an adjunct solution. Like, offer your solution, offer this, and maybe the patient can come off the other one sooner. And then they're holding a natural solution that goes after the root cause. And so what most people don't know is out of the turmeric plant that we're all sprinkling on our chicken or drinking in lattes, only 3% of the curcuminoids. And so if you're not taking the curcuminoids or the one curcumin, which is the most effective at reducing inflammation, you're not getting the therapeutic benefit that you might want.
And that's why, like, some companies, they will always, like, I've seen before, like, this is 27 times stronger than, you know, XYZ, because you shared that one part piece about
it's only 3% when you take turmeric compared to an extract where you can get it more concentrated of the curcumins, which is the magic power right there alone.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I set out on this journey about 8 years ago, and my goal was, I just want to convince all of orthopedics. I kind of picked the hardest door. So since I've learned that talking to everyone who already gets it is easier. So now I talk to chiropractic, functional medicine, all the people who are like, of course we should all be taking turmeric. So my life's gotten easier, but my heart is still into proving. And I have proven we can cut opioid use down. We can cut our NSAID use. Like, we can help with chronic joint pain, people who are losing function in their hands, whose backs, everything's hurting. We can keep them pain-free naturally. And so that's been my biggest dream, is getting that out there.
No, totally. And I mean, especially with, you know, as a chiropractor myself, it's one of the things where if we can get the inflammation down, then we can focus more on the healing and correcting better. Because when the body has pain, it fires different things in the nervous system that doesn't allow us to heal as well. Right. And when we can do things like that, I mean, there's even just, I mean, I don't know if you use it for this. I know I take turmeric for brain health. I mean, it's just, or curcumin for brain health, because of just the studies that are coming out that are crazy for longevity and all the stuff that it does there. And I know you probably know that better than me, but it was like, I'm like, yeah, this is why, besides the inflammation stuff, which is great, I'm like, no, I'm big into the brain. How can I keep this thing as young as possible?
True. Yeah. They're saying for neurocognitive degeneration, for stopping amyloid plaques from forming in the brain. I just read so much science in the last couple of weeks. It's even good for plastic surgery, for wound healing. I spoke at a wound healing conference. I'm speaking at a College of Surgeons, International College of Surgeons conference. I'm going to pull it across all surgical specialties. To me personally, I need an immune system that works. And with kids who keep getting the colds and all the things, I'm like, I have my defensive system in place. And that's why I take my turmeric.
I love it. So real quick, how can people find you, find your product, find what you're doing with Ayurvedic, all that, your whole world?
Sure. So my main website is shivanigupta.com, S-H-I-V-A-N-I-G-U-P-T-A. So that's where the dosha quiz is. I have a 7-day inflammation challenge. My podcast is there. Everything's there. And then my supplement company is fusionaryformulas.com. That's F-U-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y. And I made you a special code, Dr. Vic, which will give your listeners 15% off. And then we're on Instagram and social and all those things. I love teaching on this topic. So we're online on all the social channels.
For all the listeners, I make sure I'll have all that good stuff in the show notes for you guys. Shivani, this was awesome. I appreciate you for all that you're doing. I think Ayurvedic is, like I said earlier, is something that is needed, right? 5,000 years, they're doing something right. They know something, right? And so it's one of those things that we as humanity are so imbalanced and disconnected from nature and many other things, that this is one of those tools that can really bring us back. And I'm glad you're doing the work that you're doing and so much more. So thanks for taking time to join us here on the Mindful Experiment.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
And that's it. Until next time, y'all have a good one. And this year in 2024, enter into a state of alignment, flow, and fulfillment. At Beyond the Contrast, practical tools to shift into well-being, over 50 personal development luminaries, including myself, will show you how to navigate any contrasting experience, empower you to live the life you love, even when faced with unwanted circumstances. Save the date. This is going to be something that's going to be unforgettable, an event. It's online and it's absolutely free. It's between January 29th and February 4th. Click the link in the show notes right at the top to register today. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us, so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.